As we mentioned a little while ago, Cubs President of Business Operations Crane Kenny broke the news to Pat Hughes on the air during the Cubs-Cardinals game yesterday about Pat going into the Cubs Hall of Fame. Kenny had given Pat the heads up earlier in the homestand that he was going to join him in the booth to talk about the new Hall of Fame class, but it didn't occur to Pat that he might end up talking about himself. Pat, we love the dead air. That was beautiful.
Bob and Andy, how are you guys today?
Well, we're very happy for you, Pat. Leo DeRocher was wrong. Nice guys do finish first.
Well, you're very kind. I don't really know what to say. I'm still kind of overwhelmed, but it was very special. Anytime you join a group that belongs to only Harry Carey and Jack Brickhouse, and you're a Cubs announcer, it's a very special thing indeed, and I will never forget that moment. I am grateful, but I am also mindful of doing my job today. We have a ball game at 1:20. It's the Cubs and the Cardinals, and I am preparing for that just as I always do.
Well, Pat, congratulations. I know it means a lot to you because I've seen your work, and we've gotten a chance to work right next to you, as a matter of fact, for so long, and I just want to thank you for those opportunities as well. It was a lot of fun, and that's the key, isn't it? I mean, to continue to do this as long as you've done it, I mean, you got to have some fun because it's a baseball game.
I think so, Andy. I love to have fun, and I love humor, and I like to joke around. I like to get down to work and do the business also, but I think really, and maybe you agree, that a baseball broadcast should be a blend of baseball information, description, storytelling, laughter, joking with each other. And I think really it's, you know, you're part of a team, as you were part of the team with Ron Santo and myself, and now I'm with Ron Coomer and Zach Zaidman. We are a team. It's an interesting process. I loved being a member when I was a young person and I was a ball player. I played basketball and baseball, and I was not great, but I was a decent player. But I just loved being on good teams, and I think that has carried on to my broadcasting career. I love being part of a great team. And by the way, I wish that Ron Santo could have been alive last night, and I wish my mom and dad could have been also, and I wish my older brother John, who helped me get started in my broadcasting career back at San Jose State way back in about 1974, I wish he could have been alive as well. But those are kind of the bittersweet moments or the sad moments that you have when you experience some elation, as I did last night.
One question, Pat, and then we'll let you go get ready for work. I remember years ago Harry Carey telling me about how it is when you're broadcasting for a club that is in the thick of it and has a chance to get into the World Series. But when you have a team that is not going to make the playoffs, the season gets long. What's your philosophy? How do you stay upbeat and positive and always informative and entertaining throughout the season, even when we have one like we do now with the Cubs?
It's a great question, Bob. I think really you apply all of the work ethic that you always do, no matter what. You roll up your sleeves, you do your homework, you read about other games, you prepare for today's starting lineup, the starting pitchers on each team, what have they done lately, how about the head-to-head matchups. In addition to that, I am part of a great broadcast team with Ron Coomer and with Zach Zaidman, and we're going to have stories, we're going to joke around about the game. There might be a play that reminds us of a play that happened 20 years ago involving a Cubs-Cardinals game. I was also very appreciative of Ryne Sandberg last night mentioning me before he sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and then he was gracious enough to come over to the radio booth and say some nice things and spend some time with me. But I feel like this is a very important position, to be a Cubs announcer. I don't take any game lightly. I want to do my best, and I owe that to the audience. And by the way, I am being compensated for my job.
There is that. Well, listen, my friend, it's not the last Hall of Fame you're going to be going into. And your plaque will go there on the concourse, on the wall there, left field Budweiser Bleachers. So, Pat, all season and for many seasons to come, come, fans there in the bleachers will be toasting you a lot. Know what I mean?
Well, Bob, you're so kind. You've been great to me, and the same to you, Andy. And I thank you guys for having me on today. And I'm kind of at a loss for words today.
And that loss for words is brought to you by, oh, sorry, I've just listened to too many broadcasts with you and Ron. Thank you very much, Pat. All the best, and stay healthy.
You're very welcome, Bob. Thank you. Bye-bye.
9:17 right now. Pat's 40th season in baseball this year.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah. 27 with the Cubs. He was with Milwaukee before that,
yep.
Right,
Milwaukee.
Andy? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has broadcast nearly 7,000 live games and was named the Illinois Sportscaster of the Year 9 times.